60 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Marina Roy. The effort to oust Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton continues today with his impeachment trial.
He's now facing 16 articles of impeachment over allegations he abused his office to benefit himself and a major donor who allegedly supported his campaign, paid for his home renovations, and even helped him cover up an affair with his mistress. A state senator herself, with his wife Angela Paxton, must attend the proceedings, but she can't vote.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Many schools going remote or dismissing early today in large parts of the Northeast because of no AC and dangerously hot weather. South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdoch, convicted of killing his wife and son, could get a new trial. His lawyer is filing a motion alleging jury tampering, claiming court clerk Rebecca Hill had frequent private conversations with the jury foreperson and asked jurors for their opinions about Murdoch's guilt or innocence. This is ABC News. Russian missiles hitting a market in eastern Ukraine today, killing at least 16 people and leaving dozens hurt. The attack coming as Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a visit earlier this morning to the capital of Kyiv and announced $1 billion in new American military aid. A bit of change of plans today in the Georgia election interference case. ABC's Andy Field reports the 19 accused were all supposed to cycle through court for arraignments, but
all 19 defendants, including former President Trump, already telling the court they are not guilty of Georgia election interference charges. So the Fulton County Superior Court judge will now hear arguments on separating some of those combined cases. He's also asking the prosecutor to say how long the trial might last and how many witnesses to expect. A number of Donald Trump's former lawyers and the former president all trying to each receive separate trials.
Those defendants trying to move the trial out of state court and into federal court. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Molina Healthcare has closed a deal to purchase My Choice Wisconsin, a nonprofit that operates a state program for adults with disabilities and elderly people who need everyday assistance. Molina will take over the long-term care of over 15,000 Wisconsin disabled and elderly people enrolled in family care and directly help about 40% of Wisconsin adults receiving long-term care. Molina announced the purchase price for My Choice Wisconsin was roughly $150 million. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that the 2023 bear season opens this week. Bear season runs from today until October 10th with specific regulations based on a hunter's bear management zone. For hunters in zones C, E, and F, no dogs are permitted in bear hunting. In zones A, B, and D, hunters can use dogs from today to October 3rd, but only bait and other legal methods from October 4th to October 10th. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Greg Bach on the board. How are you feeling, Greg?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
Yeah, the good. Sun's out.
The sun is out. It is very humid, though.
But it was raining so hard this morning, and now it's not.
It must have been further south, because I only had some patches on my drive-in this morning.
Downpour.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe that means the humidity broke.
Yeah.
Well, coming up this hour, in the bottom of the hour, we want to hear from you on how do you watch your TV now? Are you still paying for cable? Do you pay for cable? And on top of that, do streaming services? Are you all streaming? How many different streaming services do you own or do you subscribe to? There's so many different ways to piecemeal how you get your content, and none of it is that cheap anymore. And so this is all springboarding off of the fact that there is an ongoing kerfuffle between Disney and Charter. And so wanted to just discuss like what this could mean for TV in general, because this could be a juxtaposition or turning point.
Wow.
For
good words.
The industry. But for now, because we had so much to get through in the previous segment or the previous hour regarding Janet Protasiewicz and the GOP's attempt to impeach her, despite the fact that she has not even heard a single case yet, and she has committed no crime, no misdemeanor, and has not done anything corrupt, they seemingly are going to march forward, and so we will see where that goes. But I wanted to get to some headlines, so the good, the bad, and another reason not to move to Florida. So this popped up in my inbox yesterday, the press release that for something that I think a lot of us knew was coming, but yesterday afternoon around 2 p.m., for immediate release, Melissa Temple files First Amendment lawsuit against School District of Waukesha. So, I think most of us who've been following the case knew that this would likely happen. But if you are not up to speed on who Melissa Temple is and what the controversy was in Waukesha with the Waukesha School District, let me fill you in. So, Melissa Temple was the first grade teacher in Waukesha, who earlier this year, after finding out that Rainbow Land, a song by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton, would not, her first graders, not just her first graders, but all of the first graders in the school, were planning to sing that song in a school concert. It got nixed. And this is after a series of things that have happened in the Waukesha School District regarding what, if rainbows can even be shown and what signs can be had and just in general, some anti-LGBTQ rhetoric that had been going on in the district. She went to Twitter to let people know that this happened and seemingly then had ramifications that ended up with her getting fired for that tweet. So that is, especially when it comes to being a public school teacher, you don't have the same protections as far as, I mean, like, though they have more protections than at-will employees. And who, you know, we've seen people who have viral videos of things that they do outside of work that then get them fired from work. And that's legal. Whereas this situation, because she's a government employee, it's a little different. So she's she filed in the federal lawsuit Tuesday against the district and specifically Superintendent Jim Siebert, which is quite the move on the first day of school. You know what I mean? Of just like, welcome back to school. Here's a lawsuit that you get to deal with this school year. And so she claimed that she was, quote, retaliated against after she exercised her right by tweeting and engaging with the media last year. So, like I said, she spoke out against the administration's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land. Then the school board voted unanimously to fire her in July, saying she had violated district policies when she posted about the ban on social media rather than discussing the matter with her immediate supervisor. And Siebert said Tuesday he found out about the lawsuit through the media and that they are going to work with their legal counsel on next steps. But, yeah, so we will see where this goes. But it's going to be, she's requested a jury trial and is seeking an order declaring that the Waukesha School District and Siebert violated her right to freedom of speech under the First Amendment, reinstatement to her former position, or an award for lost wages and other financial compensation. So welcome back. We'll see where this goes.
Welcome back to Rainbow Land.
I know. This is truly
all over some kids singing a song.
I know. A song that's all of the lyrics are about inclusion and being like in a happy utopia.
Yep. Not in my America.
But yeah, so we'll keep up with that saga. I already got in contact with her and we'll see if we can get her back on the show.
Excellent.
But some bad news. So we've had Mayor Katie Rosenberg on this show multiple times, and specifically about a year ago, maybe exactly a year ago, we had her on for the first time when the show was still really new to talk about their Wausau's new filtration system and how hard she had worked and people in the city had worked to get the funding, get the all of the things in order to get this filtration system in place for the people of Waukesha, or no, of Wausau. And so I was heartbroken for them and all of the work that they've done to read this headline of PFAS breaks through Wausau's filtration system, exceeding levels proposed by state health officials. And it's so disappointing because it's still lower. Like it's, I think they were clocking in when you read, this is an article from WPR and the Wausau Water Works notified residents this week that sampling showed a mix of PFAS chemicals at levels at 22.7 parts per trillion. So that's just above what the state's proposed groundwater standard is, which is 20 parts per trillion. But previously, when they first found out, like before the filtration system was in, it was something like 70. So it's still way lower than it was. So it's not like this, the filtration system just doesn't, like, stopped working, but it's still an indicator of how hard this problem is going to be to solve. And truly, I think it was a couple weeks ago we had a guest on from Wisconsin Conservation Voters, and it's just, I read off in the last 24 hours when he was on, headline after headline. Like there's a there's now like a PFAS headline almost every day, because this was today as far as the filtration system in Wausau. But simultaneously this week, another headline, forever chemicals found in Wisconsin River, lakes near Stella, raising concerns over fish. And so now it's everywhere. And what's so frustrating is that even when people as responsible and committed, like Mayor Rosenberg, try to get systems in place to try to fix the problem, we're still like the technology's not there yet that it can necessarily be as reliable as we need it to be. So that's crappy. And then finally, another reason not to move to Florida.
Hold on, let me get my checklist here. I got a lot of reasons.
So we've talked a fair amount about I think it's State Farm and I forgot who the other insurance companies, but more and more trying to get home insurance in California or Florida is becoming harder and harder because it just, as a business model, doesn't make sense for insurance companies to insure your home when you're choosing to live in a place that has this year's already been hit by one hurricane. I haven't actually seen totals of how much damage is it. Was it Idalia? Idalia? It was something like that. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. But how much damage that hurricane, the most recent hurricane, did to Florida. But it's still hurricane season. And so holding your breath that another one doesn't come, another one isn't really bad. But similar in California, fires, mudslides, lots of different things. And so places that it's hard to get your home insured. But the other thing of value that you have to insure is your car. So car insurance for U.S. drivers was 16% more expensive in July than it was a year earlier. And some states are experiencing hikes over 50%.
Jeez.
And why? Mostly because rising repair costs and increase in disaster-related claims. So states prone to floods and natural disasters like Florida had some of the steepest hikes. So if we look at this, Wisconsin had a 22% increase. North Dakota had a 5% decrease. So I don't know what's going on in North Dakota. And Georgia had a 24% decrease. So this is from Washington Post this morning. I'll put it in the show notes today. But you know, I feel like the increasing costs of what you need to spend to be able to live in Florida really offsets the no income tax.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Of like, you move there, like, oh, no income taxes, which probably, you know, depending on how much money you save or you make, saves. If you make a lot of money, I know it could be a lot of money that you save. But if you're in the 50,000 where most median incomes are, how much more are you now spending in repair costs or insurance premiums? Like, I don't know. I would be interested to see for someone to do that math as far as like what the offset is between no income tax, but here are all these other things you get to pay for just for the luxury and the privilege of living in Florida.
Okay, that's a sentence that goes a little far.
All right. When we come back, we want to start to hear from you. We already got a couple texts on this, but how do you watch your TV? Streaming, cable, mix of both? Do you not watch TV? Are you one of those who just like reads books?
I don't even own a TV.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. How do you watch television these days? We want to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 63 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 52. Tonight, cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. Sunny skies and calm Friday, with daytime highs approaching 72. 77 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. Good song choice.
I totally forgot that song exists. I love that song.
Who sings it?
That's Bruce Springsteen.
Is it really?
57 channels and nothing on.
God, and 57 is like a small
it's
amount
adorable.
Now. It's adorable.
It's adorable.
When we were at trying to get all the TVs on when we were at the debate 2 weeks ago at Whitetail downtown, just the cable package of like, you're in like the 575 range. You're like, I just need to find CNN. Like, how do I find this? Jesus.
Can someone find me news?
But yes, so the Disney charter fight, people are saying that this could be the start of like the idea of the TV bundle breaking. But I feel like in general, TV has been breaking, or how we watch TV or how you choose to watch TV has been breaking for a while. But the financial dispute between Disney and Charter, it kind of just highlights the growing tensions between content providers and then cable and satellite operators as cord cutting threatens to permanently unravel the cable TV business. And basically why this matters is if this fight isn't resolved, the entire business model for traditional cable TV industry could collapse. And I'm also just interested, like, how many people will that affect? Because as of right now, with the Spectrum, like Charter Spectrum Disney feud, it's affecting about 15 million people. And I'm interested because then simultaneously I saw information or the data that showed that broadcast and cable made up less than 50% of TV usage back in July. So, like, I'm interested in hearing from you, just how are you getting your TV these days? And so we already have Peter on the phone from Delafield. Peter, how do you watch TV these days?
Streaming.
Exclusively streaming.
Yes. In fact, I was setting everything up yesterday because of the NFL start Sunday, and I want to be sure I get as many games as possible at the same time. And I was a DirecTV subscriber for forever, and I cut the cord in June when they gave up the Sunday Ticket, and it went to YouTube, and I haven't looked back. Sunday Ticket is $300 a year. I got back in June, and I'm paying about $77 a month for YouTube, and I have been paying $200 a month for DirecTV, which I had to get in order to get the Sunday Ticket. You can get the Sunday Ticket standalone if you so desire. And the only regular TV I might watch is MSNBC and Turner Classic Movie, and you're paying $200 a month for two stations.
So you were like, I'm done.
Yeah. So get yourself Roku boxes or sticks. I got a couple of Roku sticks, and you can stream to your heart's desire.
That's what my wife and I do.
So not disappointed. There's nothing that you feel like you're missing out on as far as since you've cut the cord?
No, I have an over-the-air antenna in my roof, so if I want to watch local channels that way, I can still do that.
Okay.
But you can still get them as part of your YouTube package.
So here's a question then, because I feel like you're listening to the show, so maybe I already know the answer. But the only thing I feel, where do you get local news from? Do you watch that at all on television, or do you just read the paper and listen to civic media or do it on the radio?
I tend not to watch local news because I'm not from Wisconsin originally, and so I'm not as much
interested
in Wisconsin news. But I do read, I would like to get the New York Times every day, but they feel they shouldn't deliver to this affluent area in Delfield for some reason.
Huh.
But I like to get the New York Times. I subscribe to it online. And I'll get the journal on Sunday as well.
Got it. All right. Everything you need, you're getting from YouTube Premium right now.
Yes, I'm getting all my streaming from YouTube, and other than the over-the-air antenna as a backup.
Interesting. All right. Thanks so much for the call, Peter.
All right.
That is super interesting. And so, Greg, you were saying before. So you guys, is it just YouTube?
Well, no. We do Hulu, Disney Plus. Oh, no, you're counting them.
No, because we do a lot of them too. Yeah. So I'm not trying to embarrass you, but this is part of the question.
Yeah, we got Disney, Hulu. We've got, oh my gosh, Max. We've got, I'm trying to think, we got a couple others too. Netflix, of course. And then we have add-ons within. So like on our Amazon Prime, we add Showtime and other channels. So we... There's a lot.
And so, but you do have no cable subscription.
None.
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
And you still feel like, but then you do, and so you get all the sports you need through the ESPN add-on?
Yes, on Hulu. Yep.
But doesn't that limit you only to the games or sports that ESPN has?
Yes, it does.
The rights to?
It does. It makes baseball very difficult to watch because baseball is all over the place.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
On Bally's, it's on YouTube, it's on Apple TV Plus. We have Apple TV Plus. We have all these different ways, and there's no like concrete way of finding the actual stuff.
Do you just have to Google every time there's a game, like how to watch Brewers
yeah.
today?
Or I just kind of can't watch it on my phone, like the updates that come through,
like the highlights.
Yeah,
see, that's how I prefer to watch baseball anyways.
I
feel like besides going to a game, when my parents were in town this weekend, we had the Brewers game on both Saturday and Sunday because my dad wanted to watch, and Mike was horizontal healing anyways. And those were the first time. It was fun. I do like this. Have you gotten up with the speeded up game? Are you on board now?
Yeah. The changes I don't, I'm less whiny about now. Yes.
Great.
A 2.5 hour game I can handle.
All right. Well, how do you watch television? Are you still on cable and streaming? Are you just streaming? Are you just cable? Are you like Peter and you have YouTube Premium? We want to hear from you because it's changing and it could change and force you to change. So we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. How do you watch TV these days? Come back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We might have got all nice and friendly if we made it upstairs. All I got was a note said bye-bye to John. Our love's 57 channels and nothing on. So bye-bye to John. Our love's 57.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The effort to oust Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton continues today with his impeachment trial.
He's now facing 16 articles of impeachment over allegations he abused his office to benefit himself and a major donor who allegedly supported his campaign, paid for his home renovations, and even helped him cover up an affair with his mistress. A state senator herself, with his wife Angela Paxton, must attend the proceedings, but she can't vote.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Many schools going remote or dismissing early today in large parts of the Northeast because of no AC and dangerously hot weather. South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdoch, convicted of killing his wife and son, could get a new trial. His lawyer is filing a motion alleging jury tampering, claiming court clerk Rebecca Hill had frequent private conversations with the jury foreperson and asked jurors for their opinions about Murdoch's guilt or innocence. This is ABC News.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Yesterday, a judge blocked Wisconsin election officials from using a federal voter registration form, concluding they never formally approved its use. The lawsuit was filed in 2022 by Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, a conservative law firm, asking the judge to declare the national mail voter registration application illegal in the state. Wisconsin Election Commission lawyers argued that the form had already been approved by an election agency. A state judiciary disciplinary panel has rejected several complaints lodged against Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, alleging she violated the Judicial Code of Ethics for comments she made during the campaign. It's a setback to Republican arguments that those remarks could warrant impeachment. Protasiewicz's win in April flipped majority control of Wisconsin's Supreme Court from conservative to liberal for the first time in 15 years. Republicans are now talking about impeaching Protasiewicz because of her campaign comments. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On Wednesday, August 30th, stop by Michael Park, enjoy a free concert, listen to Patchouli performing live at 6 p.m. On Thursday, the 31st, enjoy live music by Alyssa Hansen Duo and a classic car show at the Amory Ale Works. That's from 5 until 8:30 p.m. On September 4th, the Indian Head Barbershop Course meets at 7 p.m. at the Government Center on the northeast side of Highway I and Highway 46 in Balsam Lake. All men who love to sing are welcome. And on September 13th, St. Joseph's Catholic Church will host a Human Trafficking Awareness Night with guest speaker Ashley Moore. It starts at 6:30. You'll learn more about the signs of human trafficking and ways to help prevent and respond to it in our community.
If you have an event you like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn, there was 57 channels and nothing on.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. And we are talking about how you watch television these days, because there's a lot of different ways to slice and dice and pay for it. And with the fight going on between Disney and Charter, it could be the end of basically how cable is packaged, and this could be a turning point. So I was just interested to hear how people, you know, choose to piecemeal their television experience together. So we have, is it Natano?
Natano.
Natano from Hood River. Natano, how do you watch television these days?
Good morning. Hey, good morning. I haven't had a cable TV bill in probably 10 or 12 years.
Wow.
So I stream it, and there's some really good stuff like Curiosity Stream if you're into documentaries and scientific physics and stuff like that. If you want to watch like educational stuff, it's like $3 a month. But the trick or the real benefit to streaming, I mean, if you've got internet, you can stream your TV. And when you, like one of the previous caller said, he doesn't get MSNBC and another channel, but everything MSC is uploaded, mm-hmm. and you can watch it. Like if you're watching Rachel Maddow with her, undeliverable pregnant pauses, I mean, she talks so slow and she just delivers. I mean, her pace is just, I mean, you know, for some people, it's just aggravating. So you stick it on 1.25 playback speed, which you can do on any YouTube video, or 1.5, and it sounds like regular delivery. Plus, you don't have to watch commercials, so you don't have to waste 20 minutes an hour on that. So you can get a whole hour's worth of stuff in, like, 6 minutes. So,
Natano with the advice and a burn.
I know. That's really funny. So run through it again of which things you are choosing to pay for to flesh out your content desires.
I pay, yeah. Curiosity Stream, that's like $3 a month. It's a really
that's
good,
a new one. I haven't heard of
educational
that
educational thing. Yeah, it's really, it's just loaded with all kinds of really good stuff. And then Hulu, and I think I get Apple TV because I have a Mac, and
it came with one of your products.
Prime, because I have Prime that came for free, so I don't really pay too much other than my cable bill.
Okay.
Which is ridiculously expensive. I mean, it's like $60. We pay the highest.
So wait, did you just say you had cable, or what? Say it again.
Oh, no, not. I mean, I have fiber optic, so it's internet.
Oh, okay, your internet bill. Okay, got it.
Yeah, not cable. Sorry.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, haven't had cable. And then final question, Natano. You're listening from Oregon. How did you hear about us?
Devil's Radio.
Nice.
Civic Media now, but yeah. I was trying to get I want to get my own station out here like yours, and so I talked to Mike, your boss, and I can't remember how I discovered it though, the radio app, but it sure is nice. I mean, I was born in Madison and grew up in Northern Wisconsin, but I had to
go west, young man.
Yeah, it's better windsurfing out here.
I would imagine so. Thanks so much for listening, yeah. And thanks for the call, Natano. We're asking you at home, how do you watch television these days? Do you still have cable? Have you cut the cord on cable? If you're doing streaming, which streaming? How many? Is it cheaper? Is it better? 844-967-2789. Brian from Milwaukee. How do you watch TV these days?
So, yeah, I cut the cord about 6 years ago after doing just a ton of research, and I have not looked back. I stream basically everything I can to watch TV at this point.
And so what do you all subscribe to?
So my main provider is through Hulu Live, which gets you all your live TV. Like you can get your Channel 12 News or whatever you want to watch. You can get all that through Hulu Live.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Live TV. Yep. So you can watch. I mean, it has commercials and everything. So it's just like getting your basic over the air television, but you're just streaming it through their live TV provider, and then you get all their streaming content as well. So all their on demand, all their libraries of shows through all the different networks. You lose out on a lot of baseball because there's no that Valley Sports is not streaming, but I don't watch baseball, so it doesn't really matter to me. And I I mean, I probably pay the same amount that I paid for cable because I have every streaming service under the sun at this point in time. But I'd have a lot of those streaming services anyway, like Apple and Netflix and that kind of stuff. So it kind of comes out in the wash, and I think it's a lot more it's just a lot easier to use, in my opinion.
And so with Hulu Live, remind me, are you still getting commercials, or is that paying to also not have commercials?
Well, there's a bunch of different tiers. So I have their commercial-free tier, which still gets commercials. You get some ads and stuff like, you know, you get advertisements through Hulu that they want you to watch. Mm-hmm. And you can't really fast-forward through like you can with, like, cable. When you DVR something mm-hmm. on cable, you can just fast-forward through all the commercials. You're kind of stuck watching the ads, even in the ad-free version of Hulu, which is like, yeah. I pay like $75 a month or something like that for that service.
And is it always the same ad too at every break?
Yep.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. That's actually the most annoying thing. It's like, all right, you only have one commercial and maybe it's shorter, but it's the same one for 2 hours. You're like, I can't listen to the Patrick Mahomes.
Big Pharma has bought up those ads.
That's that. The other thing about Hulu I've noticed is the commercials are way louder than the programming. And so every time it cuts to commercial, I have to like turn it down immediately. I was like, my ears.
there's definitely some glitches in the Hulu Live package that the sound varies. It is what it is. I chalk it up to I'm dealing with an internet service. And I mean, it's only as good as your internet too. So I think the last caller said he pays fiber optic 60, 70. I pay like $75 a month for internet, but your streaming services are only as good as the internet that's providing said streaming services.
Yeah. Well, and you're going to pay for internet. I mean, in this day and age, unless you live in a place where you know, there's the internet is crappy, but for the most part, you need to have internet just to like do your life. And so, I feel like you're probably paying for that either way. So I've always been, thanks so much for the call, Brian. I'm kind of like Natano. I don't think I've paid for cable since 2008. So I was in college, and then in my first year when I got to Cal, the guys that I lived with, we had cable then. And then when I moved out of that spot and just had one roommate, that was when Hulu was just, so this was like 2009, 2010.
There was Hulu and Hulu Plus.
Yeah. And so I just started watching everything on Hulu. Mm-hmm. And then when I moved to San Francisco, I never paid for cable. Like, it was basically always whatever I could get through Hulu, but I haven't paid for cable. Yeah, I don't think since being an adult on my own, I don't think I've ever had a cable subscription.
Sort of connected question. When's the last time you paid for a landline?
Never.
You never paid for a landline?
I mean, my parents paid for a landline, but I've never paid
for a
landline.
So when you moved on your own, you never had a landline at all? Oh, all right.
No. Have you? As an adult?
Yeah.
Is that their age difference enough that when you first were like in your 20s, mm-hmm. you paid for a landline?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I stopped paying for a landline like 2003.
Well, yeah, I guess that
and
makes...
I should have stopped before the beginning of the century.
Because I think I got my first cell phone. I think I got my Nokia brick phone when I was a freshman in high school, which would have been like 2001.
And I didn't get mine until I was 21.
Okay.
I finally bent. I was like, I was one of those guys like, oh, I don't want to get a cell phone. You don't use cell phone. And then one day I'd be like, I'm going to buy a cell phone. And I did. So, yeah.
Did you really hold out on getting a smartphone too?
No. My first smartphone was a BlackBerry.
Oh, okay.
That was my present to me when I graduated from college.
Nice.
Go on.
I was just going to say, remind people that we're talking about how do you watch television?
Yeah.
844-967-2789. And we're talking about it because of the topical fight that is happening between Disney and Charter, and that, you know, Disney channels, including the ABC, ESPN, FX, have all been blacked out since Thursday for Charter's Spectrum cable customers after the two companies failed to reach an agreement. And as this plays out, though, it's kind of potentially, if they can't come to a deal, going to change how TV bundling and cable companies work with the content providers and who has more leverage in this situation. But we've yet to have someone who says they just they don't have any streaming services, and they get everything that they need from cable.
Yeah, and I think that shows you right there who has the ultimate leverage on that.
Totally.
I mean, it just seems petty on Spectrum's part. They're like, Disney, meh. And, you know, like, it's...
Well, I think it has to do with the cost of it, but I also think, I mean, and this I kind of get, is like the flexibility, at least what I understand, is that, you know, talk about which channels you watch. So if you don't watch sports, but you want to get these things, you still have to pay for sports. Or if you're only paying for cable because you want the live sports, then you're paying for all these channels that you don't want. And there's less flexibility in how things get packaged as far as... paying for things that you feel like you're not using, which I guess you could make the argument of, like, when I was paying for Netflix, I think I probably consumed a fraction of their content. So are you paying for more stuff there anyways? So it's potentially how you think about it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like either company is necessarily like, I don't know. It's just, I guess, who has more leverage. But we would love to hear from you. How do you watch television? 844-967-2789 on the text line. None of the above. I pay for internet. I have my PC hooked up to my flat screen. I watch about 90% of my shows through series websites that post my shows, usually the day after the show originally aired. Occasionally, I watch YouTube directly for shows like PBS NewsHour or late night shows, which they always post their show on YouTube. I think it's ridiculous to pay for cable or streaming services when if you do a little research, it's out there on the internet to watch for
free.
Very true. Miss Anonymous. Thank you, Miss Anonymous. And that is true. I mean, I like the idea that because with like Apple Play and stuff like that, like you can easily connect your phone or your computer to and just like project it onto your TV. And I mean, there's a lot of content on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
You can get lost for a very long time. Yeah. On there.
That's something I discovered during the lockdown was YouTube. I mean, it was like before YouTube was always just like, oh, 3 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, there are 2 hour programs on YouTube. Lynn from Oconomowoc sent a text and this shocked me. She said Spectrum sent a letter saying I should be receiving all new equipment. When I receive it, I won't unpack it and will return it and cancel most of my services as my bill is $249.41 a month. Bye-bye, Spectrum. I mean, Lynn, I got to ask, what is all on your package? I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
That's the thing is, if Spectrum... See, that's the problem with Spectrum. And it's also kind of like a monopoly, like we were talking about We Energies. It's the fact that they're like, oh, we have all this stuff. You could, it's like, we don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And you're not that good. And if I have to, I'll take it. And I'm not going to like, I have to get internet service through Spectrum because all the other ones are a little more expensive and a little more, you know, laborious, if you will. And I don't like that. So I just go with Spectrum and I begrudgingly do that. So.
One more before we go to the break. Lynn from Minneapolis. We may be a bit opposite. My wife needs to see Price is Right. Let's make a deal and Wheel of Fortune. So we have a DVR on our local antenna. I watch news there. Plus my wife also watches drama video on YouTube on her phone. No other streaming services.
Wow.
So there you go. I love that she needs to watch Price is Right. Let's make a deal and Wheel of Fortune.
Those are important.
Those are vital parts of the day. Know what you like, man.
Yeah,
like, these exactly. are things that we need,
you know,
for our small joys in life. I don't begrudge that at all.
You don't yuck people's yum.
At all. All right. We will read a couple more of your texts, and if anyone would like to call to let us know how you watch television these days, 844-967-2789. We'll be back right after this.
So I bought a 44 Magnum with solid steel cast. And in the blessed name of Elvis, will I just let it blast to my TV lane.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 63. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight. Lows around 52. Cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. Dry and warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Steal my poor heart again. You won't steal my poor heart again. You won't steal my tape recorder. I'll call the Lord and I'll put you in the pen. You won't steal that thing again.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. And we are wrapping up our conversation around how do you watch television? And it's been interesting. Obviously, it's a small sample size. Yet to have anyone call in and say, I'm totally reliant on my cable.
If they do, I'll be like, where do you work?
Yeah. But, you know, and as far as like who was screwed last week after those different channels went out unexpectedly on Thursday, as people were trying to watch the U.S. Open, trying to watch football. But it seems like most of our listeners, at least those who are weighing in on the topic today, have either already cut their cord entirely and found different ways to find the content that they want to watch. And that includes John Wanner, who is weighing in on the Facebook live stream, which you're always welcome to watch. You can watch us along with listen to us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. But John says, haven't had any TV since my son graduated from high school, went off to college, and of course, hasn't been coming regularly for dinner. If I see something interesting on YouTube, I might watch it. Otherwise, I have an extensive DVD collection and keep expanding it. Cheaper in the long run. I love that. We're thinking about putting an Airbnb in. We have like a little unit in our house, and after the baby's not crying through the night, and Mike still has a huge DVD collection, and he just suggested that. He's like, maybe we could do that. Like, maybe that'll be a unique thing for our Airbnb. We can put a DVD player in our DVD collection in the Airbnb for people to enjoy.
We could put our DVD player in a bedroom and just would fill the room. There would be no place for someone to sleep.
I know. Your wife has a huge DVD collection.
Yeah, she does.
All right, let's take one more call on this, but we also want to get to what's coming up at Laughing Tap this week. So, Paul, from Madison, how do you watch your TV?
We stream right now. We were paying about $210 a month.
Whew.
For basic extent, basic really, and it dropped it down to $70 a month.
That is a big difference.
Yes, it is, and I don't miss all the network stuff. So basically, watch movies and all that kind of stuff. So
you're happy with it. You're getting your needs are being met.
Right. So, and I want to thank you for the Brewer tickets on Sunday.
Oh, did you have fun? Well, I know it was the, out of the series, it was not the best one to see, but did you have fun?
We sat in the sun till the top of the eighth inning. It was hot.
It was hot. Oh, it was really hot.
But the usher let us come in the shade, so there were some open seats. So, yeah, it was a good game. We lost, but it was the first game we were to this year. So we plan on going again yet this year.
Good.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Well, so happy that you had fun and that you got to win those tickets, Paul. Thanks for calling in. All right. Well, that was interesting. It's interesting to see all the different options that people now have and what they choose to do.
See, cable, get your act together.
It's a dying breed. Yeah. It's like Kodak.
Ooh. I saw a video the other day, and the guy opened a box and goes, what do I have here today? And it was a box shipped to him with, like, old Kodak film.
Like film canisters?
You have to order this on the internet to get it now.
That's so. I actually was just talking to my, I guess she's my cousin-in-law, my cousin's wife, who had a baby in July, and she was saying they bought, like, an instant camera, like one of those, like, retro instant cameras, so they can actually have physical pictures of their baby that they just had. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Like, how novel. Like, physical pictures.
How kitschy.
All right. Who is at the Laughing Tap this weekend, Greg
Bach? My good gravy, Kristen Bray. So many people. But so we have a special one-nighter on Thursday. Tomorrow. God, today's Wednesday. James Adomian. He is a voiceover actor. He's been on tons of stuff. Comedy Central. Very, very funny. He's going to be there for one night only on Thursday. Tickets are available at laughingtap.com. And he's very, very funny. And then this weekend, and we're going to be having Allie Clayton, who is just a fantastic comic out of New York. Originally, South Carolina by way of Chicago to New York. So she's all over the place, but she's very, very funny as well. But I do have a clip of James to play for you.
All right.
So here we go.
I should ask, is anybody else here gay tonight? Any other gay people in the house? No, wow, that's a lot of you. All right, don't worry. I am strong enough to fight my way out of here if I have to. And I have two exits to choose from. Let's play the game, shall we? Maybe I should ask, is anybody here in the closet? Maybe that would help. Like, oh, it sounds like a couple. That's good. That's very courageous of you in these times to be openly in the closet. I don't have to be in the closet anymore. I am openly fabulous and wonderful. But there was a time when everybody was apparently in the closet. They didn't even have a word for gay. They invented that in like the 20s. There used to be like you would just have a euphemism or a code word like, oh, he's just a gentleman of a certain persuasion. If you catch my meaning. Oh, you know, a cobblestone fellow. A bit of a satin sheet sort of boy. He's a lad with a long handshake, if I may.
Just absolutely wonderful. And
what did he say? Hand with a long handshake?
He's a boy with a long handshake. So James will be there for one show on Thursday, 7:30. Tickets available. LaughingTap.com. And then Allie's show, she'll be doing Friday and two on Saturday. I'll bring a clip tomorrow or Friday. We can play that as well.
Perfect.
For Allie. But yeah, lots of great shows. And honestly, like, we got Dandy happening on Thursday as well. We have our cast comedy is back. Next week, Keg Stand-Up. Fall is coming. It's not here yet. We're still in September.
Which is a topic that I don't know when we're going to fit it in. But is September a summer month? Yes or no?
Well, according to Starbucks, no. So we will have great shows coming up, and it'll be a lot of fun. But yes, so that's it.
Buy your tickets, go to Laughing Tap this weekend, go see some comedy. Tomorrow we have another packed show. We have a new auto glass giveaway. We're giving away $100. We're giving away $100 Visa card tomorrow, no strings attached.
Yep.
So you want to listen for that.
There is one string. You have to be my friend.
That's true. You have to be Greg's friend. Dr. Lyerly will be here for public service announcement. J.R. Radcliffe will be here for a preview of the Packers game and other sports updates. But we're going to have a ton of fun. So come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll do all of this all over again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.